the ministry here has been so rich this week. And it's, I must say, like we said on Thursday night when we arrived, that or the first meeting, that it's really been an honor to have been invited to like 4 sessions. Wow. A major part of this conference. So, yeah, and it's been good. We've enjoyed the ministry. We've enjoyed the fellowship with you all. And thank you. Thank you very much. as Peggy mentioned, we lived in 3 countries in Africa without moving, because when we went there, it was Rhodesia, and then when independence came, they changed the name to Zimbabwe Rhodesia, and now it's Zimbabwe. So we lived in 3 countries without moving. And the Rhodesia used to be a British colony, so therefore the official language is English. However, the primary vernacular of the African people is called Shona. So we'd like to sing a familiar song to you in Shona. And then when we get to the English part, please join in. You'll recognize it.
Reripo Simba, Simba, Rino Shami Samuropa. Requiana, Reripo Simba, Simba, Rino Shami Samuropa, Requiana. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Ropa ra, she Jesu rine Simba, Simba guru, guru se. Ropa ra, she Jesu rine Simba, Simba guru, guru se. Re ripo Simba, Simba, Rino Shami Samuropa, Requiana. Re Ripo Simba, Simba, Rino Shami Samuropa, Requiana. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
See, it doesn't matter what language you sing it in or preach it in. It's eternal truth.
Yes.
And God's power is available to every culture, every nation around the world, and wants to transform lives from the inside out by taking up residence in our hearts and in our lives. There are quite a few safari companies in Zimbabwe. In fact, the Trump Boys, that's where they came and got their trophies. And there's a saying amongst the safari companies that, okay, they're going through the bush looking for this elusive animal, whatever they're looking for, and their vehicle falls into a warthog hole, okay? So they spend the next couple hours digging the vehicle out of the hole. But hey, this too is safari, right? While we were running the Most High Hotel, there was a young American lady who was brought to us. She had been Kazakhed. She was in a canoeing safari going down the Zambezi River and trying to negotiate navigate through a hippo pod, okay? You don't call them herds or, you know, whatever. The hippo pod. Yeah, pod. So anyway, this hippo came up, capsized the canoe, and bit her leg. So she was Kazavak'd and spent the night with us and then flown out the next morning. Hey, this too is safari. A number of years ago, well, here, I shared that I was taking a couple preachers across the lake to a fishing village where we had a ministry. And about 12 miles across, I stopped the boat because not far after that, I would lose cell phone signal. So I phoned Peggy. Everything's fine. The lake's relatively calm. No problem at all. And said goodbye, fired up the engine, turned the wheel to get back on course. Pop! My steering cable broke. Okay? So, hey, this too is missions. I'm 12 miles in the middle of the lake. What do you do? Well, we have a saying over in Zimbabwe, and I guess it originally comes from South Africa, but anyway, is you make a plan. Okay? So, well, what can we do? So I put one guy on one side of the motor and on the stern and the other guy on the other side. I said, look, guys, your strongest part of your body is your leg. Okay? So what I want you to do is I will direct, because there was a cabin on the boat, so they couldn't see where they were going. So I had to direct them. And then they just, with their legs, they pushed the motor and hey, we got there. So this too is missions, you see? At the Most High, we had mango trees, okay? And, all right, it's one thing for baboons to come, which they always did, in when the mangoes were in season. They came and they raided the trees and we... Sorry? Baboons, they're as big as a person. Yeah, big as us, the full-grown ones. Yeah, so they would raid the fruit, okay? That's one thing. Yeah, baboons are one thing. That's not really a problem because they don't destroy the tree. But, of course, it's a favorite of elephants. So the elephants come into town at night, and what they do is they break off a branch, and they eat about a third of what's on the branch, and then they break off another one. So, no, they're destroying my tree. So, okay, got my 12-gauge. Took out the shot shell, packed it with rice, okay? All right, walk up to the Ellie while he's eating, and so that he could make the association of what's coming next, right? Right? And then I shoot him in the backside. Okay. And, hey, he just takes off. He doesn't even take the traditional, what they call pot course or road food. Okay? He just took off. Great. It worked. The next night, he was back again. Okay? So, got my shotgun, walked up to him, and he took off. Worked. Okay. Now, the next night, Ellie was at another tree. I thought, this guy, he just doesn't learn. So, and that was across in another corner of our pool area there at the hotel. So I walked up to this Ellie. See, I thought it was the same one. Okay? And he didn't move. So I shot him. And he turned and charged me. So now I'm running with my heavy 12-gauge, and I have to duck underneath the... All right, obviously we're talking about 20 years ago. I can't do that now, all right? I ducked underneath the volleyball net. Of course, the elephant went straight through it. And fortunately, I got to the steps before he did and took them faster than what the elephant did. All right. So my point here is that things happen that we don't expect in our life. All the time, things happen we don't expect. So I'm sharing on expectations, be they met or be they unmet expectations. But nevertheless, they're expectations. So simply this. When you thought that something was going to happen, and it doesn't happen the way that you thought that it was going to happen. And that was my first slide. Okay. Hi. So some situations are unexpected. You thought something was going to happen, and it didn't happen the way you thought that it would. Now, sometimes we expect the worst, but it doesn't work out bad. Wow! I was expecting something, Jacaipa, something bad to happen here, and it didn't happen. It sorted itself out. It worked. Okay? It was a positive expectation. It turned out positive. For instance, remember, all right, here we go. Remember when you were a child? Think back to your way back for us. When you were a child and you expected to get into some big, big trouble. All right. There's the broken window. Okay? You expected to get in big trouble. You thought that you would be grounded forever, that your allowance would be taken away, and that you would get a hiding. All right, that's our expression over there for a spanking. My dad's favorite one was a spanking, and then you go to bed without supper. Okay? And that, but it this time my parents only scolded me. And they said, be more careful. Can you relate to that? Okay? So you expected something negative, but it turned out positive. All right. And then, what about this one? We all know what this means. You've heard the siren. You've seen the lights, right? And, oh, no. I was going a good 15 mile an hour over the speed limit. I know I'm going to get a ticket this time. I just know it. So the cop walks up to the car, says, sir, you were speeding. Say, yes, sir, I was. So, well, where are you going in such a hurry? Well, actually, speaking tonight at Grace Chapel Missions Conference because, and I'm running a bit late. And the cop says, well, sir, you need to slow down. But carry on, and may God bless your sermon. You see? Now, you expected a negative, but it turned out positive. Now, this next one may surprise you, but this actually happens where we live in, or we're living in Zimbabwe. And there are those, unfortunately, who haven't come out of the experience alive. About a year and a half ago, I was driving home at night, and I came around a corner, and I noticed that there was a line of cars, because their lights were on my right-hand side. And, of course, over in Zimbabwe, you drive on the left-hand side of the road. And then my headlights lit up this elephant in my lane. And slammed on brakes, laid rubber, screeched to a halt, and the Ellie actually charged straight at my vehicle. And I remember thinking, this is it. A couple years prior to this, just not far from where we live, there was where an elephant actually attacked a bus. And I got on the bus after it was sitting in the road for a while. where his tusk went straight through the driver's window and impaled the bus driver. So, I mean, I thought, this is it. I mean, you see the proportion there between the Ellie and the vehicle. So, the elephant charged right up to the car and then, just like that, turned and went off into the bush. And I remember shaking on my way home and praising God for guardian angels. You see, too often, though, our expectations, that was obviously a very, very big positive, okay? But a lot of our expectations, we expect something good and it comes out negative. And all too often, they're negative in nature. And we can easily handle the positive ones. Say, yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This turned out so much better than I expected. Thank you, Lord. So, but what about when you expect the positive and it ends up negative? We all have these experiences. And for some reason or other, they just don't happen the way that we expected them to. Again, you can reflect back to your childhood. You're expecting a certain gift for Christmas or for your birthday, and you didn't get it. Or you were expecting your dad to come to your first basketball game, and he didn't make it. Or you were expecting to get that promotion, and they put some underqualified person in instead of you. That's not fair! No, life is not fair. Now, the problem with this is that if we don't guard our hearts, we can become ultra cynical and we can come very, very untrusting for every situation. So the important thing is we go through these negatives that where we expect a positive and it turns out negative, we must guard our hearts. We must guard our hearts. I like playing with words, and I asked myself a number of times, is it a sin to be cynical? You can answer that for yourself. Okay. Now, this is a sad story, but I heard about a father who set up a ladder, and he asked his 10-year-old boy to climb about 6 to 8 feet up that ladder. And the dad stood at the bottom of the ladder and says, "Jump, son, I'll catch you." And the boy, with a smile on his face and a spirit of expectancy, he jumps. And the dad drops his arms and steps back. The boy goes crashing to the ground. And the boy, of course, is hurting more than just physically. Especially when the dad says to his son, "Boy, allow this to be a lesson to you. Never trust anybody." See, it's one thing when we feel the spirit of expectancy and it goes negative dealing with people. But it's another thing when you have this spirit of expectancy with God and it doesn't turn out the way that you expected it. Then what? How do you deal with that? I met a missionary couple that they felt that they were called of God to be missionaries to Namibia, Southwest Africa. It's a beautiful country. And they itinerated for over a year around the United States. Any missionary knows what that's like, living out of a suitcase, going from church to church and sharing your heart and trusting God to lay you upon someone's heart for the support, and it's a grueling experience. And this couple, we met them, and because they wanted to meet with us and said, "Look, share with us some advice about going to Africa. So we got to know them and kept in touch with them. And they were traveling with a little child as well. And then the latter part of their itinerary, she was expecting the second one. They shipped their things, and they went to South Africa waiting for their application to be processed. And the second baby was born while they were in South Africa, and their application was denied, refused. Now, our hearts went out to them. You know, they expected a positive result. They got a negative one. Through the years that we've been in Zimbabwe, we've seen several missionaries that they're on the field, they're doing a good job, they're reaching out, they're changing people's lives through the gospel, and then for some reason or other, their support dries up. And they have to leave the field. Our heart goes out to them as well. I told people in Zim that when I'm talking about Zim, I put their flag around me. It was November 2017. There was dancing and rejoicing in the streets of Harare in Zimbabwe. The National Army rolled into town with their troops and with their armored cars, and they overthrew the corrupt rule of the 93-year-old president of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe. The people had high hopes for positive change. However, 2 years down the line, there has not been positive change. In fact, there's been negative change, even to what there was. And even when we left in August, people were crying. They were angry. They were disillusioned. And because of unmet expectation, this one, positive to a negative. Many people were praying for a positive change and a real return to democracy, and their expectation was not met.